For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This, you could argue, is the most important cons and cons we do all season for the Carolina Hurricanes. Because you are going into, obviously, the most important stretch of hockey they're going to play all year. I've argued all year that before Saturday, right, where they play Saturday, 5 o'clock, against the Islanders, game one, first round, NHL postseason, before Saturday, the Canes could prove nothing to me. Nothing. Because they're not going to be judged based on how good they were in the regular season. It doesn't matter. This team, this core, this coach, this GM, this group will be judged on what they do in the postseason. I've been comparing them to the Bills because the Bills were kind of that way. You're right, there's nothing Josh Allen can prove in the regular season. He just has to get past Patrick Mahomes and win a Super Bowl to justify all the hype. You know what else? Another team, and I hate to say this because they were the team I grew up rooting for, the Sixers. The Sixers are that way. And guess what? They had to win a play-in game last night just to make it into the postseason. But guess what? Nobody cares. Right? Beat the Knicks, beat whoever you have next. If you win it all, that's what you're judged on once you've been to the Eastern Conference Finals as many times as they have, once you've been to the postseason, once you've been a top seed, once you've done all of that. And the Canes are the same way. So we're about to go into hurricanes and cons. What are you most confident in? What are you most concerned about? It's, you could argue, the first time it matters. Who cares what you're confident in December? Who cares what you're confident in halfway through February? All that matters is what are you confident in and what are you concerned about going into the end of April. Now, as always, we have good news and bad news. Which do you want first? You take the bad news.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go concern. Here's my concern. And this is my caveat, my disclaimer that I've been given the past few times. We're nitpicking here.
Yeah.
The concerns are hard to find. No team is perfect, but the concerns are hard to find. My concern is exhaustion. And the reason why I say that is they play a demanding style of hockey. And the NHL postseason is a marathon for teams that don't play quite as demanding. Like, if you play the most easy style of hockey, all those seven-game series back-to-back, all that intensity, all that travel, it's exhausting for the most well-rested, not super demanding teams. The Canes ask, particularly their defense, to really, like, every day empty the tank. Every game, you're walking off exhausted. You're skating off exhausted. So, you know, as I said earlier, I do think it matters how many games it takes them to put away teams in the first two rounds. I don't want a seven-gamer in the first or second round, even with a win. When some would say, oh, win's a win, advance, I'm going, they're going to be mighty tired after that. If you can do it in five, that's way better than doing it in six. And six is way better than doing it in seven.
Well, I think that's the reason why you brought in Dmitry Orlov. That's the reason why we've probably seen this season Jacob Slavin actually played the fewest minutes per game in his career. Mm-hmm. So guess what? Those extra like minute against, well, it's only a minute. It adds up over the course of a season. So I think
80 minutes.
You're going to see, exactly. But like, oh, so it's only an extra minute a game. Like, why? Over the course of a season, it builds up. I think you're going to see, because of the depth on defense, I think you're going to see those guys be trusted in any situation. And you didn't have to tax Slavin and Burns as much during the regular season.
What's your concern?
My concern is, can we see the regular season Martin Natchez in the postseason?
Interesting.
Because last year,
this is another sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but this is another basketball thing where, mm-hmm, like, players are seen very, there's like playoff Jason. There's playoff Paul, right, for Jason Tatum and Paul George. Mm-hmm. Playoff Jimmy for Jimmy Butler is like a monster. He's the top 10 player in the league. Regular season Jimmy, not that. Paul George, reverse, right? Regular season, at times he's been a top 10 player in the league. Playoff P, as he calls himself, not the same. Martin Natchez, you're saying there's a bit of like playoff Martin is not the same level as regular season Martin?
There's a lot less space to work with in the playoffs. The physicality ramps up. Can he handle that now? Because this very much is a prove it year for him in terms of he's going to be a restricted free agent this offseason. We all know his skill level. Can he do the dirty work in the corner to fight for a puck battle? Can he actually get between like the face-off dots on the offensive side of the ice and get to the slot and actually score as opposed to skating around on the perimeter? Last year in 15 playoff games, he had 7 points, which isn't bad, but it's not the level of production you would hope. But 4 of those points came on the power play. Now you're thinking, okay, well, that's great. They got 4 power play points. I'm not going to dismiss that, but what are you doing 5-on-5? Like, what are you bringing to the ice in 5-on-5 situations? We have not seen that for Martin Natchez. 2 years ago in the 2021-2022 playoffs, in 14 games, didn't even score a goal. Like, we got to see more from Martin Natchez in the postseason. If they have that on a line opposite of Aho, Gensel, and Jarvis, and then obviously we know what Staal, Svech, and Martinook can do together. If he can bring it, lights out, watch out.
He is kind of one of 3 or 4 difference makers that make it so all 4 lines are feared.
Yes, it has to be. Has to be.
Playoff Natchez. I like that as a question. Playoff Natchez. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete DeRuta, America's wealth coach and best-selling author. Coach, one of the big questions I always hear is, do I have enough money to retire?
Well, maybe, maybe not. The most important thing is you have lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll design that plan for the next 10 people who call. No cost or obligation. Put yourself in control of retirement.
Call 800-691-3215. You can also text Tim to 600-700. That's T-I-M to 600-700. You'll hear from Coach Pete and the Capital Financial Advisory Group. Let's get to the Hurt Confidence. Oh, wait.
No, we got to Hurt Confidence.
Why am I going to skip the optimistic part? My confidence stems from one individual.
Okay.
And it's not who you're thinking. And I can say that confidence. You could be thinking Gensel. Nope. You could be thinking Aho. Nope. Jarvis. Nope. Freddie. Nope. Slavin. Nope. Jordan Staal.
Okay.
I think the captain knows what opportunity he has and how desperately he wants it. There's the sibling thing. Eric Staal has one. Jordan Staal doesn't.
Well, not with Carolina. Yes. He had one early in his career.
But no, I'm talking with Carolina.
Gotcha.
Pittsburgh, do we count that?
I mean, for him, yeah.
No, not for his. Like, what they mean to Carolina is different. He knows. I think he desperately, desperately wants to hoist the cup. He wants to pass it to Aho. He wants to have that moment. He wants it, like, you know, there's who was it? Oh, no, it was ironically, because this guy's been everywhere and he's actually a little overexposed right now, getting a little tired of it. But Jason Kelce gave the speech to the young guys, right? Like right before the postseason. I'm not sure if Staal is that dude, but his actions, his vibe will make sure everybody is aware. These chances don't come around as often as you think they do. We're like, hey, Jarvis, I know your first year playing all the games, you made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, and it feels like you have a cup contender your second year. There's no guarantee you're going to have this chance every single year, right? You might only get a couple true chances to go after it in your career. This is one of them. I think Jordan Staal, his urgency is part of the confidence I have in a team that has all the skill. We've talked about the skaters, we've talked about the goalies. Like, they have all the skill they need to win it. Now they need to make sure they have the between the ears, and I think the captain will help them do that.
There are a couple of different ways I can go with my confidence.
That's actually another qualifier. Concerns, had to look pretty hard.
Yeah.
Confidence, had a lot to choose from.
A lot to choose from. Go a lot of different places. But I'm going to go to one thing. It was a major concern for a long time for us. And now it's a position of strength. Goaltending. It's goaltending. Because the way Freddie Anderson has been playing, I talked to Tripp Tracy about this when I was filling in for Adam Gold on Friday last week. for Stormwatch. And I asked him about Freddie's play because it felt like he's in midseason form. When Freddie during the season when he had to when he had his blood clot issue came up, his medical condition of the blood clotting, he was told to just shut things down. Could not skate, couldn't do any of these things. So how Freddie approached it was like an off season. So the way when he was able to get back on the ice and when he was able to start training, he treated it like an off season. So when he was able to play, like, he's treating it like the start of the year. So he's like getting into midseason form and has like the freshness of a guy who's going into like the second month of the season as opposed to the fifth or sixth month of the year. And to me, that's massive. The fact that he's playing with such a high level and with such confidence and his body overall relative to others is fresh. It's a great thing.
We're going to ask this question tomorrow because I saw Rod actually kind of addressed it with the media. Do you entertain staying 1-1? Freddie Kochetkov, Freddie Kochetkov, knowing that it's been working.
It's working.
And Freddie's been unreal, but with the 1-on-1 off, Freddie's been well rested.
Like, for sure.
Is part of the 95% save percentage, which is bananas.
I know.
Because Piotr is taking every other game. Do you entertain? I mean, it would be unusual.
It would be, because like the old school thought is you got to ride one guy. You know, like you have to
get him into a rhythm, let him see a ton of shots and everything else.
Let the one guy cook. I don't hate the idea of it. I really don't. Because guess what? If you go to Piotr Kochetkov, let's say Freddie starts the first two games. You go to Kochetkov game three. You go right back to Freddie game four. You know, like that's the thing. It's just I think some of it might also determine we don't know what the schedule is after game one. Game two could be on Tuesday. Yep. So you might have an extra day in between. I don't know. That's a really good question.
I think we have to, and that's why this is what we call in the business a tease. We'll have to dive into that conversation a bit more tomorrow. But would you entertain kind of an unorthodox one-on, one-off goalie rotation because you have two guys playing well? Tomorrow on The Drive. Right now, we have to update the Hurt Confidence Meter. I didn't even know we had this ability. I thought for the last month, essentially, we've had the Hurt Confidence Meter as far to the positive, the green side, the full gas tank side as we possibly could. But it turns out we can move it even further. And we've done it. We are a little bit like 1 degree actually over the edge of how good we can go. This is plan the parade all the way to the furthest possible situation.
Think of it, if you filled up your gas tank even like too much where it's like pouring out.
You topped it off like you're not supposed to.
Exactly. And then it's like just past like the full line. That's where we are.
You know your tank takes like 16 gallons and you got like 16.3 in there. You're like, I was really empty. Yeah. And now it's really full. We're all the way. We're really full. Plan the parade. We're planning the after party to the parade.
Yeah.
We're planning where we're going after the parade.
Where should the parade end? I think Red Hat downtown be a great spot to end the parade. Get the stage. You can have a crowd inside there. I think it'd be pretty awesome.
You need to think of where the speeches are going to be.
Yeah.
You need to think of where the speech, like, I mean, PNC would make sense. Are you going to start it there?
I don't know, but are you going to end the, like, how are you going to go parade down Wade Avenue? That'd just be awkward.
Interesting. See, this is why we need to plan the parade.
We need to
actually plan.
We've got 2 months.
it's a marathon. But we are as far confident as we possibly can be for health. At the moment, Jesper Fast, we don't know about him, but for the most part, the main characters looking pretty solid. The goaltending, I mean, when you're debating should you play two, that means you got two guys playing pretty well. The top line, we've talked about them enough. They're trusted in high pressure need to score situations. The best part about making the attack, the forwards a priority and increasing at the trade deadline what they are is you didn't have to touch the defense really. You still have a typical Rod Brind'Amour, Carolina Hurricanes defensive pairing group. I'm as confident as I've been in this team, peaking at the right time. It does feel a really long time. Do you remember the first month? You remember that they were losing games? What's going on here? Do you remember the trade deadline? I'll raise my hand on this one. I wanted them to trade for a goalie.
Oh, yeah.
I'll raise my hand on that one. It wasn't my best take, but we feel so far removed from those situations where the confidence was waning. So credit to him. Plan the parade. Plan the after party. Be prepared. Scouts honor.
What about Fayetteville Street? Go right to downtown, like right there, Fayetteville Street. You know what? Do it right there, like in the Capitol building. Just boom. Like where they have, like, you know, Brugaloo and all those kinds of things.
I'm fine with it.
Just take up Fayetteville Street.
I like it.
City
Shut
Plaza.
It down.
Actually, yeah, City Plaza right there. That'd be pretty
decent.
Dope.
Parking down there, too.
Yeah, but it'd be crowded.
I mean, it's going to be crowded. Hopefully, like, you know, talking about a million people, something like that.
I'll be there.
Half a million? I don't know. A lot of people.
Darn right, I'm going to be there.
I'm trying to lobby to get a station car. We're just gonna piggyback on Adam Gold being the Canes guy and be like, well, you'll sit shotgun. Someone has to sit in the back of the truck.
Like we're the flagship station. Of course, we're gonna have a truck going through there.
That's what I mean. I'm not trying to be watching the parade. I'm trying to be in the parade.
I know. Let's do it.
I've seen other radio stations when their team won.
Mm.
I was very jealous. There's a station that I know some people at that a particular show got rings when their NHL team won.
Hmm.
Tom Condon, if you're listening. Probably shouldn't have messed up your name.
Yeah.
With an NFL
Tom
agent.
Tom Condon, too.
Yeah. Hey, why not? Tom Dundon, if you're listening, just throwing that out there. If you know him, let him know. We're interested. We'd wear it. I'd keep it right here. Right here, next to me on the desk. It would be here for everybody to see. It'd be a very, very good promotional activity for you.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
By the way, a little bit of NHL news before we move on to the next thing. The Arizona Coyotes officially sold. They're moving to Salt Lake City.
Did you see what happened with Shane Doan?
Yeah.
This is unreal. So the Coyotes are leaving Arizona. I never like when a team leaves, okay? I just know that it's heartbreaking to the fans that be beloved those teams. I never like it. I don't like when the Supersonics leave Seattle. I don't like the only one I'm okay with is Hartford.
Because we get Whalers night.
Yeah. It's cool. They're cool jerseys. I like that we get the Hartford Whalers stuff. But that one I'm okay with because they came here. And any other relocations that want to come here, I'm fine with that one too. Major League Baseball. But it's always tough. But it does feel like Arizona kind of earned this one. It does feel from the problem. They were homeless for a while, right? They didn't have the arena. The support waned and ebbed and flowed. But the Shane Doan jersey thing is wild to me. So Shane, he had his jersey in the rafters.
Shane Doan was like the face of the franchise for a long, long time.
He's Arizona Coyotes. Like Mr. Coyote kind of, Mr. Arizona Coyote. So he has his jersey in the rafters, and then whatever happens with their arena, the lease runs out, they don't agree to business, right? Business gets in the way of hockey, and they have to go play. They're playing at a college arena, right?
Arizona State.
So they're playing there, and I guess there were some attempts to contact the team, but maybe they weren't. People are saying things, he said, she said. But the actual jersey that was hanging in the rafters, nobody came to pick it up. Maybe they didn't know to pick it up. Maybe they didn't think to pick it up. It just got thrown away.
Yeah.
Shane Doan's jersey that was literally hanging in the stadium just got, like, put in a dumpster. And somehow a fan noticed, grabbed it, got it, and the fan had to return it to Shane Doan. How does that happen? How? imagine, like, I don't even want to do the whole hypothetical with a legendary cane, but imagine, like, a fan has to be the one to go dumpster diving so the face of your franchise can not have his Raptors jersey thrown away.
Think about if the Canes weren't playing in PNC Arena anymore. They're playing at the
for
Ice
business
Plex,
reasons.
You know, whatever it is. And Cam Ward's jersey was just hanging up there. No one for the Canes went to go, like, pick it up to move it, and just got thrown away.
You would think, like, as soon as they're playing anywhere
or
else, they would grab it and go hang it where they're playing.
Or something, yeah.
Hang it in their practice arena. Hang it in the offices. Give it to him. I don't know. That's ridiculous to me. Absolutely absurd that even became a thing.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.